Talk Live. It's the Monday edition, and we're kicking off hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. Well, that midnight kiss on New Year's Eve, according to ABC News, might not have been the only thing that took your breath away. Those who celebrated the night with a few drinks may, next time, think twice about what they order once they hear about the health risks associated with mixing alcoholic beverages with energy drinks.
Hmm.
Now, I don't spend a lot of time in clubs, Mark, so I didn't know this was going on, but I guess it makes sense. People love mixing stuff together, so they've been mixing the Red Bulls and the Monsters and all these energy drinks out there with hard liquor.
And beer.
And beer, even. Wow. And I guess they're doing it because it gives you a buzz at the same time as get you drunk.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't done
You've
it.
You've never done it?
I haven't done it myself. Have no intention of doing it. I don't like those energy drinks. Don't want to be up for hours on end. Don't, yeah, not interested. Thanks.
Well, because you're pretty sensitive to caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why?
Yes, I'm sensitive to any kind of stimulant.
Because if you have a
sugar,
a can of caffeine, you get all excited and start banging on things.
Yeah, I do. You know, there's plenty of shows where there's in evidence.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not a real fan of these energy drinks either. I haven't had one probably for years. I tried one out when they first sort of came out.
Yeah, they gave us free ones at when we were working at YNF.
Yeah,
and I had quite a few there. Yeah, that's when I had it too.
Popular energy drinks such as Red Bull, Full Throttle, Rockstar, and Monster are a common choice of mixers for alcoholic beverages, but might pose health risks, and that's no bull, says ABC News.
Bull joke.
Roger Clemens, the University of Southern California School of Pharmacy, says, quote, you can hinder your respiration. From a public health perspective, you should not mix stimulants with alcohol. He said, when you combine those two together, you always have a risk. According to Clemens, some major concerns with mixing these two drinks include, but are not limited to, cardiovascular risk, impaired judgment, shortness of breath, dizziness, disorientation, and rapid heartbeat. He says a rapid heart rate is a common side effect, and with a not-so-healthy heart, that can be life-threatening.
Right.
It's not recommended at all to mix caffeine with alcohol, he said. So just a word of warning for those of you who might have been engaging in this, maybe without understanding or fully knowing what it is that you are getting into. It could be dangerous.
Well, what about rum and Cokes, then? I mean, there's caffeine and Coca-Cola.
I guess so, but they're going to go through some numbers here in a moment that are going to be kind of interesting about the amounts of caffeine involved. Clemens also explained how mixing high levels of caffeine with alcoholic beverages can be dangerous for your body. He says, based on what I've seen, I think it's a growing trend. For some young people, it's a form of expression. We're looking at another generation that is looking for a form of expression and experiments with over-the-counter products. Julie B., a 27-year-old from Los Angeles, says she first experienced alcohol and Red Bull while she was in Thailand. She says, it's the perfect drink because you get drunk, but you have a lot of energy. You just can't have too much. I just have one Red Bull a night. It's a drink of choice, says she. Adriana Alvarez, a 22-year-old California State University student, says she first heard of mixing Red Bull and vodka through word of mouth. She says, quote, it gives me a quick buzz. Red Bull's website claims the product, quote, supplies tired minds and exhausted bodies with vital substances that have been lost while reducing harmful substances. It provides immediate energy and vitamins. Now, if you're one of these drinkers of the energy drinks, even whether or not you drink it with alcohol, I'm curious as to why. Like, are you really that listless on your own?
Well,
do you really need some sort of product in a can to give you energy? I mean, if you're that listless and sort of bad off normally, I don't know if this is something you really want to do. Maybe you should try getting better sleep at night or eat a healthier diet. I'm no dietitian. I'm no expert at these things, but it just seems a little false to try to get your energy from a can.
I don't have that big of a problem with it. Some people feel that they can be more productive on these energy drinks.
Some people feel they're more productive after they snort a line of cocaine, too. Well, that's a stimulant as well. I just don't think that... I think if you're having trouble with energy in your life, I don't think the solution is in taking drugs. That's all. And, in fact, our board op is saying that's why he quit. He quit because he realized he was getting too dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
These days, many teens...
At some point or another, it's going to be like, I can't operate, well enough without these cans of beverages.
Some people appear to have a real obsession with them. I was in the parking lot of a Home Depot the other day, and there was somebody with a Monster sticker. Monster is one of the brands. A sticker on the back of their car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they were a distributor. I mean,
you really
got to
like it.
Right. How many people put Pepsi stickers, Pepsi logos on the back of their car? I've never seen that. I mean, that's an obsession with a drink.
Yeah.
These days, many teens and young adults choose to stock up on energy drinks such as Red Bull to keep them energized throughout the day and night. According to a Simmons research poll, 31% of U.S. teens, approximately 7.6 million, says they consume energy drinks. On average, they consumed 5.3 glasses in the last 30 days. College students consumed 5.6, so a little bit more, mm-hmm. in the last 30 days. An 8.3-ounce can of Red Bull contains 80 milligrams of caffeine. Now, about the same amount of caffeine as in a cup of coffee. By comparison, Coca-Cola contains about 34 milligrams per 12 ounces.
Right.
So you actually get more in the 8.3-ounce can, more than twice as much in a smaller package.
Yes.
So there's far more caffeine per ounce there. Let's see. So Full Throttle energy drink contains 144 milligrams of caffeine per 16-ounce serving, while 16 ounces of Rockstar contains 150 milligrams of caffeine.
What?
For a healthy adult, according to the American Dietetic Association, 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine a day is considered a moderate amount. According to the Red Bull website, they go on to talk about how it's a comparison to coffee. And then later in the article, the Red Bull...
I don't think it's comparative to coffee at all.
Why do you say that?
Because it there's other stuff in it. Other sorts of
chemicals
in there. And I've drank these energy drinks, and I've drank coffee. And
different world, huh?
It's a different world.
What other stuff do they put in there? I know that there's one with, like, taurine.
Yeah,
what
stuff like that. Stuff like that is all I can say.
Stuff that you don't know what it does, right?
Right. Well, I don't know what it does.
If you are a energy drink expert, somebody who's a self-stylized energy drink fanatic, I would like to understand the phenomena. 800-259-9231. How many do you drink a day? How long have you had the habit that you have? And do you feel that you get some sort of benefit from it? Or have you ever felt maybe a burnout or a crash, maybe from drinking too much of it? It can't be a good thing. It can't be, right? In a large amount, maybe here and there,
well,
it's okay.
Caffeine is largely a harmless drug.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can get addicted to it in the sense that you become dependent on it, but...
Yeah,
largely harmless.
I guess there are millions of Americans that, drink coffee every single morning. Huge thermoses full of coffee every day. There's a tremendous amount of Americans that do that. So I guess what's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Still, though, I would like to hear about your habits and what you think about this. A Brazilian study, apparently a Brazilian study found that college students didn't perceive themselves to be as intoxicated as they really were when they were drinking the mixed drink.
Mm.
So they're mixing the Red Bull with the hard alcohol, liquor, and it's the buzz of the Red Bull is counteracting, apparently reduces the perception of headache, weakness, dry mouth, and even reduces the perception of impairment of motor coordination. So you perceive that you're more coordinated.
Right.
You don't feel like you're as drunk, but you are. And so people are concerned that, in this case, the study found that people who combine alcohol with energy drinks might be at greater risk for problems such as automobile accidents because they believe they're unimpaired. It may make people believe, well, even though I've had this large amount of drinks, for some reason I'm feeling better than I normally do, I can drive home tonight.
Mm.
When, in fact, you need to continue counting your drinks as per normal.
Sounds dangerous.
So they go on to talk about how, for instance, Snopes.com has dismissed the notion that Red Bull's been linked to deaths in Sweden and Ireland. They're saying that, essentially, there's a lot of rumor out there about these drinks,
mm-hmm.
and that they may not be as harmful as some people are suggesting. The company, of course, points out that they've sold something on the order of 20.5 billion cans of Red Bull sold in 2005 alone.
Wow, that's a lot of cans.
And so with that amount of, that's just that one product in that 1 year, with that amount of product going out, it's clear that there's probably not a huge contraindication between mixing the two. But nonetheless,
yep.
I think it's important to remember to be safe when you're drinking, period. And don't let this fool you into thinking that you're safer than you normally are. That's all. That's, I guess, the message here. 800-259-9231. If you are an energy drink consumer, I'm interested in knowing more. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version. Both of them are completely free, so do enjoy those for free. freetalklive.com. And what's your issue? Your liberty issue. The war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. That is FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum, and get registered now. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Keith in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks for making it. What's on your mind?
Well, you just did the Liberty Forum commercial.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that, actually.
I am, too, and I hope some other people get excited because I think this is going to be an awesome event to be at.
Oh, definitely. And I hope to actually consume lots of Red Bull and vodka while I'm there.
Really? So this is something that we were talking about in the last segment. People have, it's become fairly popular, I guess. Is this something you've done in the past?
You could say that.
What inspired you to start? Why do you continue to do it?
Well, pretty much, you know, I'm just a young kid, so if my friends are doing something, I'll just do it myself.
That's an honest answer. So what does it do for you?
Well, honestly, I just usually pass out just like I normally do whenever I get drunk, so I don't really notice any difference.
Why do you do it then? I mean, you're just doing it because your friends are doing it? Doesn't it increase the costs of your drinking occasion? I mean, if you're going to be passing out, if that's the goal of what you're doing, to get drunk and pass out, you're going to do that with or without the Red Bull. Why pay the extra buck?
It tastes good. I mean, you're going to mix something with Red Bull anyway. It's not really more expensive than mixing it with some of the other things you buy.
Hold on. I thought the idea was to drink the alcohol, not the Red Bull. So what you're doing is you're making the Red Bull taste better because it doesn't taste good.
No, you're making the vodka taste better.
Right. It's a mixer. So it's
well, find something that tastes better than Red Bull, and then the vodka will taste even better.
Does anything taste better than Red Bull?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of things taste better, but you don't want to get drunk off the same thing every time. And I don't really think there's any need for concern about health effects or anything. Because, I mean, people that, you know, drink a lot, you know, there's obvious health effects. We already know that.
That's true, but they're pointing out that people with heart problems might want to stay away from this. You're young, yet you don't probably have heart problems at this point in your life.
You never know.
That's true. You never know. And the doctors are recommending against mixing stimulants with alcohol, so probably a good idea to stay away from it. I mean, if all you're doing it for is to be cool and to hang out with your friends, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just as cool to mix it with orange juice or some Dr. Pepper or something like that, something a little lighter.
But also, people said that you shouldn't mix caffeine with alcohol. I don't know about anyone else, but I've been doing that for like 10 years. Whenever I get drunk off wine or whatever, I always have chocolate candy.
I don't think there's
it's
a significant...
Great.
Is there a lot of caffeine in chocolate?
Not
I don't think there's
that
a significant amount. I mean, we're talking about
not
drinks.
As much as a can of soda.
Yeah, we're talking about drinks that have far more caffeine than even a can of soda does. That's, I think, what the issue is.
Okay, well, one warning I would give with Red Bull, I would say stick to diet Red Bull because there's so much sugar in Red Bull, you know, you're going to lose your good figure.
There you go.
If you drink that.
Thanks for the tips, Keith. We appreciate it. Take it easy, 800-259-9231 as we go to Dan in Indianapolis listening on, the Internet, I guess, tonight. It's Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, yes, this is Dan. So I disagree with Keith because I've had bad reactions to taurine. I believe it's taurine.
Hmm.
And,
how do you know?
Because I've had two bad reactions to it. One time I drank it, and I just sit there and I can't think. But it might be unique to me or unique to people with my genetic disposition or
something. Now, hold on a second. How do you know it was taurine versus caffeine? How do you know which drug affected you?
I've had it at least twice. And I've had the taurine at least twice. One time it was in my office, and I was reading a complex paper, and it was only taurine. It was only Red Bull.
Okay.
And I couldn't read the paper at
wow.
all. I could read the words. I could read each word, but I could not extract the information from the paper and put it in my mind.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the effect that I had, so I just stay away from taurine, and it's not a big deal.
Are you an energy drink, energy drinker, consumer, otherwise?
I'm a coffee drinker.
Okay.
I drink a lot of coffee, and that might be because I get a lot of caffeine with the coffee, and then if I mix a little bit of taurine with it, that's probably a bad idea for me. I don't know.
Just freaks you out.
Maybe so. I don't know much about what taurine does. I don't know if very many people really do. I think they just put it in there because it sounds cool.
Oh, well, I'm staying away from it. That's for sure.
Very good, Dan. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to know if you heard about Ripple, the...
Isn't that like supposed to be a cheap alcoholic drink?
No, Ripple, the radio tale?
No, this is an alternate currency. Have you heard about Ripple?
No, I haven't.
It's an online payment system.
How's it work?
it basically gives each person the power of the bank. The power of the bank, because you take deposits and then they loan it out, and there's that 10% Federal Reserve, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So basically, banks have this power to create money. Well, Ripple is an online payment system where you extend credit to your friends that you trust.
I have heard about this. Wasn't this created in the United Kingdom?
I might be wrong. I don't know. But I can tell you it was created by Brian Fugger, F-U-G-G-E-R.
Okay.
And
boy, he must have had a tough time in elementary school.
I know. So he started it, and I somehow thought he was from Canada, but maybe. But he's writing it. He's making it open source. It's not peer to peer yet, but he wants to have it so you can set up a server and your own server and mix in with all the other servers. But
okay, this is something that from the way you're describing it, it sounds a little different from what I've heard. And I'll see if I can pull it up over the break. It was an interesting concept that basically allows you to put up money to be loaned out to people who get sort of vouched for by other people. It's some sort of a weird service that
That might be Prosper.
I don't know, man.
With real money. Like this Ripple is only through the money. It's just a money-keeping track system.
So right. It's not actual currency, it's something else entirely.
Exactly. But there is a service called Prosper that also eliminates the banks. It allows you to get online, take $50, and buy $50 of somebody's unsecured debt.
Yeah, it sounds a little confusing on its face, but it's an interesting way to eliminate banks from the loaning process, or at least in the way that we're currently used to. And
right.
I think that with the Internet, it's something that the Internet is allowing to happen. And, Dan, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Sure.
It's something the Internet is allowing to happen where you can link people up with other people. And essentially, if you, for instance, Mark, if we were both in the system and I had vouched for you and somebody else wanted to get a loan from you, you know what? I'm going to have to go to their website and see if I can get an explanation. It's hard to wrap your mind around the first time you hear about it.
It doesn't sound hard to me. It sounds to me like, I've got money to lend.
That's right. You vouch, and if you vouch for somebody, then you become responsible if they default. I mean, there's like some sort of a system in there somewhere where you really want to vouch for people that are vouchable.
Sort of like an eBay rating system as opposed to...
No, you're actually loaning out your own money to other people that you don't know, but they have been vouched for by somebody with credibility somehow. I'll see if I can pull up a better explanation, if I can even find the website. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was fascinating when I read about it. 800-259-9231. Obviously, I need a review. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And that does include everything. Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming. If you want to get clued in to whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066.
So I found it, Mark. We were talking about this sort of new style bank, this loan system that's out there. And if I hadn't remembered where I saw it, I would have probably not have been able to find it again. But Wired Magazine did an article on these people over a year ago at this point, and maybe about a year and a half ago. And the site is called Zopa, and it originated in Britain. And apparently what it's doing is it's taking a variant of eBay's business model and applying it to put people who want to lend in touch with creditworthy people who want to borrow, and essentially cutting out the traditional bank in the, from the middle. For the first time, people who want to lend or borrow money have a real alternative to going to a bank, financial institution, or big corporation, says their chief technical officer. According to him, Mr. Alexander, James Alexander, Zopa is not a bank but an online exchange that gives lenders access to creditworthy borrowers. Zopa's current business model is based on borrowers paying a 1% exchange fee to Zopa up front. In practice, the site should offer lenders and borrowers value in that they get better rates of interest by cutting out the bank middleman.
Mm-hmm.
They also get more control over the lending process and establishing a rate. And so essentially, Zopa eliminates, according to one of the other experts there, there are many people today that are afraid to go to their neighborhood bank because of their concern over privacy or their fear of being rejected as a borrower. Zopa eliminates this concern and can ultimately create a new method of evaluating potential borrowers on a global scale. You might even begin to change the financial industry structure by opening the market up to consumer goods companies. According to Alexander, the risk for lenders on Zopa is reduced by spreading out the loans. Each lender makes loans to at least 50 borrowers, and lenders' exposure to any one borrower is capped at $375. All loans are also backed by a legally binding contract. If a Zopa borrower defaults on a payment, Alexander says Zopa will use exactly the same recovery process that banks use. The principle behind Zopa mirrors that of other forms of social lending, such as cooperatives, community banks, and micro-lending schemes. According to Alexander, he hopes that the growth of the Internet, advances in security and credit technology, and changing attitudes about money will make their method of borrowing and lending compelling to the masses. And I just went to their website a few moments ago, and it looks like they're still around, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
Since it's been a year and a half. And, in fact, they're now even talking about opening up, apparently, in the United States. So they're expanding.
So how do they limit your liability?
They spread your loan out to qualified people,
okay,
essentially. And without jumping in here much further, I don't want to read this entire article, obviously, but essentially, let's see. On Zopa's site, participants' credit records provided by Equifax determine what market on the site that they can enter. In each market, lenders offer rates of interest that are competitive within that particular brand. So, therefore, the better your credit level, the lower interest rates you'll be offered. Borrowers on Zopa can wait for the right interest rate. If a rate looks good, a borrower can jump in and take it. If a rate looks less tempting, he or she can sit it out and see if the rate falls, because if the rate is too high to be appealing, then they're going to drop their rates.
Obviously.
Zopa is authorized and regulated and blah, 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 so it's going good for them so far, I guess. This was written right after their launch. And they're still around a year and a half later, expanding to another country. I think it's a good sign. Their website, Zopa.com. Just an interesting interesting experiment in cutting out the middleman. That is, the bank.
Yeah.
And that's always a good thing, I think. So
I guess the bank takes your money and loans it to other people, and they pay you a smaller amount of interest. So,
right.
Yeah.
So Zopa's essentially just sort of matchmaking, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's the matchmaker for lenders and borrowers. And it's in there sort of checking people out and providing the information that you need and the structure that so you can get in there and lend your money out to people that have essentially some credit, mm-hmm, and have some vouchworthiness. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's talk to DJ in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, DJ, what's on your mind?
I'm so glad Dan brought this up. I've heard of Zopa. I think, is it Z-O-P-A?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Zopa.com.
I've read about them before, and also Prosper. Prosper is the company. Prosper.com. They do operate in the U.S. now.
Okay. Is it the same concept?
It was started in the U.S.
Okay.
It's the same kind of idea. You explained it very well. It's exactly how Prosper works. I haven't used it myself, but I was real interested in learning about it a few months back, because it is really a free market alternative to banking.
Right, and the more competition, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and it's even a competitor to the government in a way, because especially for something like education funding or a small business loan through the government, instead of going to the government for those kinds of things, you can go to Prosper.com, and it's exactly like what you explained Zopa was.
I'm actually surprised that governments are allowing these organizations to even exist at this point, considering their connections with the bankers and everything.
I wonder how they get around that. I don't know, but apparently it's legit, so they've been around for a while now. I think Prosper's been around for a good year or so.
I'll have to go and take a look at them too, because it's interesting. If you've got if you have some money that you can loan out, you could make a little bit of money from doing this, right?
Right, yeah, and exactly like you said, I think what they do is they spread out your risk, so you're not lending to any one borrower.
Right.
You're lending to all, you're only lending a small amount of money to each borrower if you're a lender. So it's a matchmaking service, kind of like it's an auction-based matchmaking service for lenders and borrowers.
Very good.
That would be a good summary.
So, DJ, what else did you have for us tonight?
The reason I called originally was to talk about the Red Bull and vodka thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ian, you were over-sensationalizing it a little bit, like it's some phenomenon. I've enjoyed Red Bull and vodka or other energy drinks and vodka before, and it is an interesting effect. You get a little bit of a buzz from the alcohol and a little bit of the reverse buzz, I guess, from the energy drink. It's just not that big of a deal, though. It tastes good, and
It didn't sound like it was a big deal in that there have been billions of these cans of drinks sold every single year, but I think it nonetheless was important. Certain doctors out there are saying it's not necessarily a good idea to mix stimulants with depressants.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the way I see it is if you use it in moderation, then, you know, it doesn't really matter that much. You know,
Probably true.
There's a lot of things in the energy drinks that are, like you were talking about the taurine and the G1, whatever it is.
Guarine?
Guarine. We put a lot of foreign substances into our body every day with the foods we eat and the, you know, even with the air we breathe. So, you know, I guess I don't see it as being a very big deal.
It's true.
As long as it's done in moderation.
Okay, I think that's an important message. And, of course, anybody who's not being moderate about these sorts of things probably wouldn't listen to a be safe message in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Probably true.
Very good, DJ. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How
are
you doing?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, Happy New Year.
Indeed, sir.
The one gentleman that just called DJ, he said essentially the same thing I was going to say, is that everything should be done in moderation. It's a good way to put it. I used to be a huge coffee drinker. I would drink 8 cups of coffee a day.
Oh, my gosh. I want to come back to you, if you could. Hang on, Matt. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. But only moments remain in this, the Monday, first show of the New Year edition of Free Talk Live.
Seconds are ticking away.
Indeed, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away. Though we do ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. It's completely voluntary, above and beyond all the free stuff you get on the website. Essentially, it's just a way to support a show that you enjoy, to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, to get more internet listeners, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that today. Oh, how could I forget, Mark? There's one other thing you can do for us, and it won't cost you anything but a minute of your time. It is that time again, and that means it is time to vote. It's the first day of the month, so therefore the voting totals have been reset over at Podcast Alley, which is where we push for votes every single month of the year at podcastalley.com. That's where the main site is. But if you want to go and vote for Free Talk Live, I want you to head to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to exactly where you need to be. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You won't be spammed. You won't have your email sold. Vote.freetalklive.com. By the way, last month, I think we set a record. We got over 1,100 votes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Last month. Great totals. Unfortunately, the number one show got 1,900 votes.
Wow.
So we still...
Those darn Potter kids?
Yeah, we finished out the month at number four, so we're sort of hovering at around three or four every single month. So we really need to step it up. We really need to get more votes online. And so thank you if you voted last month. Now we need you to do it one more time. Vote.freetalklive.com as we go to back to Matt in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Okay, so I was talking about how I used to drink a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Eight cups a day? Yeah, 10 cups a day. I mean, I worked for a vending machine operator, and we used to, and I could get it for free.
Okay.
So I was drinking a lot of it. And before that, when I was real, really young, I was working a couple of jobs, and I used to take boxes of no-dos, which are caffeine.
Yeah. Wow.
Caffeine pills.
And I would pop those pills by the ton.
Good Lord.
What? How did you start? I mean, how did you get into that?
Well, I showed up at work one morning after a heavy night. I don't know whether I was drinking or
partying or
sex or what it was. You know, I was a young man at the time, and I needed something to wake me up. So the guy I worked with said, "Here, try some of these." And he gave me some no-dos, and I started popping them, and I liked them, and I liked the speed.
Wow.
So I started taking a lot of it.
That's all it took.
And I was overdoing it. And then about 10 years ago, I started having heart palpitations.
Palpitations,
oh my.
Yep.
And I was in my mid-30s. I was
Right.
Still am, but I started really worrying. My heart was, you know, really making me scared. So I went to the doctor and I had him check it out. He put me on a stress test and listened to it. And he said, "You've been doing cocaine?"
Oh, my.
I said, "No, I don't do cocaine." He says, "I've tried it a couple of times, but I don't do cocaine."
Right.
He goes, "Yeah, you sound like you're doing cocaine." I says, "No." He says, "Well, anything else, anything like that?" I says, "I drank a lot of coffee," and he told me, "Stop." And I stopped drinking the coffee, and the heart palpitations stopped.
Get out of here. That's amazing.
Yep. I'll tell you, I was having panic attacks, you know, real stress in my life, and when I cut out coffee, my blood pressure went down, and I stopped having that.
Was it after 8 or 10 years, after years of a habit like you had, how difficult was it to quit? Did you have any trouble?
Nothing's been difficult for me to quit. I quit cigarette smoking after 15 years. I quit cold turkey.
Wow, that's good. Congratulations.
So it's not difficult for me to quit. I quit anything. I mean, you know, I quit smoking pot. I quit drinking. I haven't had a drink in 3 years. I haven't had a cigarette in 10.
Congratulations.
And I do it all cold turkey. When I feel, you know, it's time, I just do it. So the heart thing scared the hell out of me. And I quit drinking coffee for about 5 years. And then I started drinking it. Now I only drink a couple of cups a day. And in fact, that's what I have. I have 2 cups a day. I say, okay, that's what I'm going to have. And,
did you get a little frightened when you started it up again? I mean, what made you decide to get back into it after 5 years?
I just thought, you know, I don't think that it's hurting me. It's going to hurt me if I have a couple of cups. I feel like like DJ, that if you do everything in moderation, there was a Greek philosopher, I believe, said that.
Fair
you
enough.
Do everything in moderation, that it's not going to hurt.
Well, Matt, definitely be careful. Watch your heart, and we're glad to know that that you had so much success getting off of that and no trouble. And good luck in the future with your habits there, sir. And we appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-259-9231, the toll free number. Let's go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. There is something I've been thinking about all day. I've been listening to things that we're finding out behind all this stuff that our government's involved in.
You mean you've been thinking about a nice hot cup of black coffee?
I drink maybe a couple of cups a day, and that's it.
Okay, all right, that's good.
And matter of fact, I found a lot of stuff about coffee that does do a lot of damage to you.
Right.
But I've been drinking like tea, Native American tea.
Mm-hmm.
That even kills cancer.
No kidding.
Yeah, you didn't know
that. Is that because it was made by the Indians?
No, it's grown up north and near Canada.
Yeah.
And the Indians have been using this from the very beginning. It kills cancer, helps your immune system.
How about that?
It kills tumors. Matter of fact, the guy that went to have a tumor taken out, the doctor went in to get it, it just fell out in his hand.
Oh, my God. Did you ever, now since you're into the Indian health technology, or the Indian health remedies, have you ever smoked any salvia?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Never heard of it.
It's a shaman experience, Paula. It might give you some insight into the world that you live in. You should take a look into it. I know that you're into all those alternative things. Oh, you can get it on the Internet. It's probably not illegal in your state yet. So what did you have on your mind tonight?
Well, it's just that, you know, all the truth we've been finding out. And then I'm so angry about what's happening. And I think the people of this country need to rise up and ask this whole administration to be put behind bars.
But who's going to put them behind bars, Paula?
The U.S. Attorney General's office.
But they're the administration.
Well, they can just back off and do it. Or they can go down with them.
But who's going to send them down?
Who's going to send them down then?
Well, there's other police officers that could put them in jail.
Not without orders from above.
The impeachment is still in judiciary, and I still have a good hunch that it just might go through.
All right, Paula. Well, keep us up to date, and we appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Because I had to make room for Tony, because he's been waiting patiently. Tony in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not too much. I was hearing all this talk about coffee. I think I drink maybe a couple cups a day. You know what I do, though, is I filter my water, and that just makes like a world of difference. I don't even go out for coffee anymore. I make it at home, and you know, I have a couple cups in the morning. And
when you say you filter your water, you mean you'd like run it through a Brita filter or something like that before
no,
you make the coffee?
Well, Brita doesn't Brita doesn't take out enough. I use one of those Berkey water filters.
There you go.
I know, they're pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it takes out a lot. Takes out a lot more of the stuff. I mean, you know, speaking about government, I mean, it's obvious that they put all this stuff in the water, and you know, when you start filtering the water, and then you start noticing how much different it tastes. The headaches go away, all that stuff.
I don't like the government water. It's just they do put a bunch of crap in it, and that's no good. And in fact, you know, Mark, I did actually have a chance to try the Berkey water. And it was pretty tasty. Russell Canning, mm-hmm. got one of those over at his house.
I hear they're the best gravity-driven water filter you can buy.
I'm about to get the fluoride attachment because I hear that the fluoride is actually too small too, and the fluoride's a big mess too because that's you know there's different kinds of fluoride, but the fluoride that they put in the water is some kind of like byproduct. From the 50s or something.
Fluoride by its nature is a byproduct of petroleum production. I'm not sure about that, but I just believe that fluoride in general, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. So not good to put in your body. Definitely
no, definitely not. I mean, if I want some fluoride, I'm going to go to the dentist. I don't need the government deciding to put it in my water system.
Right.
Tony, yeah. Anything else on your mind?
Well, the other thing is, you know, I was listening to an interview the other night about television. And how the television, you know, sort of puts you in this state of deep sleep, you know, and they don't, you know, the people that run television, they know this stuff, but they don't tell you, and so the government's sort of in on that.
It's not really a state of deep sleep more than it is just lower waves. Like you compare somebody's brain scan essentially when they're watching TV to when they're not, and basically they go down into more of the, I don't know if it's alpha or whatever. Essentially their brain pattern slows down. You're not quite deep sleep, but you're definitely a little more out of it than you are, for instance, if you're listening to the radio. Because and Tony, thank you for the call. Because when you're listening to the radio, you don't have that visual stimulation. You have to actually think more about what's being said. You have to imagine a little bit more. For instance, if you're listening to a radio news broadcast versus a television news broadcast, there's just more for your mind to do when you're listening to radio. And that's good, because we do radio.
It's good for your brain.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Yes, that's right.
Radio, it's good for your brain.
Free Talk Live, it's good for your brain. More tomorrow night. See you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. For years.